Welcome to Tennessee Fan Talk. We are wrapping up week 12, the cupcake week of the SEC. And if you didn't get
except
to see the
for Florida.
If you didn't get to see the video Vols Sports has out on Twitter and a couple other places, check it out. If you have not seen the new light show that they do rolling in, of course, our little intro there shows you a little bit about what they do. But it is a awesome thing to see. And gets the crowd hyped up, gets the team hyped up. And, you know, night games are cold. Duke, I don't know if you've... how long it's been since you've been to a night game? But right about now,
3 years.
They're cold.
Yeah, last time I went, I was 28 years old, and I went to buy something from the bookstore, and they still thought I was a student, so they gave it to me at a student discount.
There you go.
Didn't request it. They just gave it.
So all you're saying, all I need to do is shave. Well, I don't. They may ask me where my parents are if I go.
Yeah, they might. That's a, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you know where your parents are? Whose card did you take?
Might need some platform shoes. Then you'll be all right.
Fans, thank you for tuning in. We've had quite a bit of uptick there on the YouTube and Facebook and all that. We want to say thank you. We appreciate it very much. As always, after we finish this out, we will drop it out weekly on to a podcast. It's just a podcast that we like to do live. And if you want to get in the show either tonight or a future show, just comment on your platform, I want in, and we'll be sure to get you either on here this evening or for a future show. Not too many of those left of football. As always, I am Brandon Bird alongside the Duke.
Yep, we're here.
Thank you for tuning in. If you want to give additional support, it's not in the link right now because I keep forgetting to do it, but check down below afterwards and you'll see a link in the description where you can donate to the show.
Tithes and offerings. Tithes and offerings.
There you go again. Didn't have a chance to make a rundown for tonight, but it we'll go in the same direction as we normally go. A little bit about the Vols, what they got coming up in the next week, and then around the SEC this past week, which had some crazy outturns, a lot of stuff that we expected, some that some of us predicted.
I regret one I didn't pick, but anyway, go ahead.
That guy right there, because of sheer hatred, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's some of it. It's not my least favorite team, but it's up there in the top three least favorite, yes. Smell you later, Dan Mullen.
Tennessee has had six straight weeks of hard games, right? That center of their season is always rough. And who did they say? Did they say that either Arkansas or Mississippi State had the toughest schedule in college football? We have to be somewhere third, fourth on that. I haven't even looked it up. I know.
I thought we were had to have the toughest. Maybe it's where, since it's, I wonder if it fluctuates. Since when we played Florida, they were top 10, right? They were ranked 10th, I think.
Oh, right at 10th, yeah. 10th to 12th. I mean, they were in the top
15. We crapped the bet against them. Looking back now, I wish we could play them this week. You know, can we go ahead and, hey, Vanderbilt, let's do a do-over with Florida. We'll play you next year.
I saw there was someone on Twitter that said that. Can we just cancel this one and play?
We would probably still get beat by them because that's just the way it goes.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Tennessee putting up 60 and allowing 14. Of course, you know, the first quarter you would expect a little bit more of. They've been known to put up the 28 in the first quarter, but 14, 21 in the second, 14 in the third, 11 in the fourth, of course. Fourth quarter did not include Hendon Hooker, which, by the way, if for you that don't know, is he has a year left of eligibility, and I hope he stays. He has made...
Well, where else would he go?
NFL.
He's not ready.
I don't think he's ready. I think it would suit him and kick up his stock for the NFL.
It would suit him, and it would suit us.
And
if he's
more importantly, it would suit us. So
just calling it like we see.
So he needs to stay for ours. And Joe Milton, of course, has 2 years left
they
of availability.
Tight end.
And he needs to be a fullback. He's too tall for a fullback. But
running fullback, tight end. Mm-hmm.
But a tight end.
Yep.
So we know he can't throw as
accurate. His hands are stone, so I don't know if he could catch it either.
And that's why I'm worried about. I'm wondering if he can catch.
Put some stick him on him, some, you know, from Little Giant.
I know you were where you were going with that one. Only 75,000 in attendance at Knoxville, and you could definitely see it from watching it.
Hand up, didn't watch it. Don't have the channel, wasn't going to pay for it. Kept up with it on Twitter and, ESPN.com.
I'll have to share some of my credentials with you. Get some of these games.
I mean, I have Comcast, but maybe I'm just the poor. I don't buy the expensive package that has ESPNU on it.
Tennessee, as usual, time of possession. There at one point, the Jags had it double the amount, and of course, Tennessee ran away with it. But almost 4 minutes of the first quarter, right at 4 minutes in the second, almost five in the third and fourth. You know, they kind of tempoed things down and allowed some other players to come in and get a little bit of time on the field. Hopefully we have some good things to look forward to next year. We were 5 for 5 in the red zone. Something you don't hear very often from Tennessee is 100% in the red zone.
Because when we score, we're normally not in the red zone.
That's
how I take it.
That's right. It's normally a 35-plus yard play that puts us in there. But when we do get down in the red zone, we have a hard time finishing it up. I wanted to hit you with, so we were 28 first downs to their 13, which was nice. 250 yards on the ground, 311 in the air, 24 for 29 overall. Hookers, I'd have to look and see exactly what his was. 72 plays for the offense, which is, they only ran 69, the Jags.
Ooh, great number.
Yeah.
Great number.
A little
unknown fact is this was the first time that the USA's been beat since Joe Biden was elected. You get it, University of Southern Alabama.
I get you.
That was a good joke.
Oh,
Donald Trump. You could say whoever you want to put in there. You know, it's still funny.
Third down conversions is a big one right here. 8 for 11 for the Vols, and only 1 of 16 for the Jags. I'm not going to boast too much. Let me have a little bit.
I mean, it's a build 'em up game for maybe some momentum going into the Liberty Bowl, going into the Music City Bowl.
Hendon Hooker was 17 for 20.
That's a pretty good day. How many yards?
273.
TDs, 3?
2.
2?
Yep.
No rushing TDs?
2.
So 4.
Yeah, 5 overall rushing touchdowns and 2 receiving touchdowns.
Hey, pretty good day. We'll take it.
And then, of course, Valais Jones Jr. taking it to the house.
Of course.
Okay. Balls did great.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, it's not much else you can say, right? We're supposed to win.
Nice tune-up game. And now we need to talk about next week. Okay,
where's the game at?
It is in Knoxville.
Oh, man, I was kind of hoping it's in – well, no, I'll be out of town anyway, so never mind.
It's in Knoxville. One of the things that Vandy has done that could hurt us, I think their quarterback's name is Wright. He can run. He can run.
He can't throw it, so it really still gives him down to one.
Where does Tennessee have a problem, a running quarterback? Now, if their offensive line is crap, then it doesn't really matter because Tennessee will have them back
there.
Oh,
they're crap. I watched some of that game against Ole Miss.
Vanderbilt put up as many points on Ole Miss as Auburn did against South Carolina.
Bo Nix is the biggest fraud in college football.
So this was his off week, right?
It's like every other week.
It's every other.
Except for last week, so it's back-to-back off weeks. I mean, it's like he is legitimately the biggest fraud in college football. Is Bo Nix?
Oh, I would. We're getting closer to the Heisman, so if you're watching. Go ahead, comment on who you think the Heisman pick is this year.
I mean, it has to be Matt Corral, right? Corral out of the SEC or Young?
I said that that Matt was going to win it. Young has turned around and looked really good. I just don't know. Watch it not be a quarterback.
I mean, what running back or receiver?
It could be like the year that Peyton got screwed.
Oh, we're still not over that.
No.
Charles Woodson.
Yes. I want to know. There had to be something behind on that one. So there's a payout or something on that.
Somebody had some money on it, or it's just that once everybody says that everybody hates UT, which it's possible.
You know,
we bring it upon ourselves a lot of times.
That's true. Well, we'll just go ahead and jump in around since we've already talked a little bit about that, and then we'll hit back into the Vanderbilt. Then we'll just come back around to it. Around the SEC, Charleston Southern getting their butt absolutely whooped. We both picked Georgia to win it, and why would you not?
I mean, these were the easy games to pick.
These were the easy ones. Texas
A 3-year old could have picked.
Texas A&M. I picked Georgia 50. You actually picked Georgia 56. You were dead on that one.
56-3?
No. Yeah, you did. Yeah, you said 56-3. Mm-hmm. So you were close. On the A&M game, you had 42-3, and I had 48-7. So I guess because you got one dead on, you get the star.
You got to stick with the field goals when you get them.
Mississippi State, 55-10. You had the closest on the year, 52-6. And then Kentucky, 56-16. I had 35-7, so I'll take that one. You had them scoring 0.
What did I have Kentucky scoring?
27.
Oh.
Yeah, I got you on that one.
You sure did, yep.
In the second set of games, Arkansas, Alabama was a very, very good game to watch.
Entertaining game. I watched
it. I mean, every time Alabama put one down, Arkansas came right back. A couple of early, I mean, they finished the first quarter with just 3 points, Alabama. A couple of big mistakes that if Arkansas didn't make, they would have come out of there leading out of the first quarter. I mean, they played very well.
If some butts are candy nuts, we'll have a Merry Christmas.
So your pick on that was 42-13.
Well.
And I was 38-14.
Arkansas overproduced.
They did. In the next one here where we finally start splitting away, I pick Florida, you pick Mizzou. My goodness.
I feel like my score was pretty close, too.
You had 28-21.
Well, so, still a win.
So you may get the star, but you'd lose in the Price is Right.
And then the next game is the one that I'm kicking myself on. Because I was in on the fence of picking South Carolina.
Yeah, but you said 42-14 Auburn.
Well, I thought Bo Nix had his off week last weekend, but I was wrong. He had back-to-back off weekend.
I was 28-21 Auburn.
Because when he's off, he's way
off. He was just off. So, kudos to South Carolina for pulling that away. You know, he is his first year. Is this his first year? First year head
New
coach.
Beamer? Yeah. Yeah, he might be going to Virginia Tech. They fired their guy.
They did, but he's already said, this is home, this is where I'm staying.
So did Lane Kiffin.
How do you name your son Knox and then get out of town? We're not gonna hash that.
Yeah, Lane Kiffin will probably go to Florida. Mark your calendars. Lane Kiffin to Florida.
South Carolina going bowling. First year head coach.
Good for them. They haven't been good since ever.
Ole Miss Vanderbilt, you said 42-6. I said 35-3. We're both over.
Vanderbilt very overproduced once again, which is normally what they do towards the end of the year. You can always say Vanderbilt normally gets better throughout the year. They just start out so bad.
They do.
Or James Franklin. James Franklin maybe do Florida. My mind just be banging everywhere. You know, Franklin's got – they said he –
I think his name has come up in that. Yeah.
Well, I think his name came up in the LSU gig.
Yeah, that may have been what it was.
Or maybe the Oklahoma State gig because, what's his name? Lincoln Riley to LSU, I've heard. I don't know. Let's just say Heupel stays at UT, please. Please, God. Please, God.
That,
please,
that God. Needs to happen. South Alabama, you I picked 38-10, and you had 52-3.
Mm-hmm.
A good one for you. And then LSU, of course, you had 28-7, and I had 28-10. So I'm going to steal that one away from you.
Yeah.
I rode coattails on there and then just pulled away. Yeah, we'll just...
I mean, I'm always going to pick 3 or 6 when they're nobodies, I promise. Or 9. Or 12. And it's because a 12 covers me if they miss 2 extra points. Or miss an extra point and then go for 2.
Week 13, where we get into the in-state rivalry week. And why in the world do they...
What?
It's how the games are listed. It is very strange.
So we're saying Kentucky plays Louisville, Florida plays Florida State, we play Vanderbilt, South Carolina plays Clemson, Alabama plays Auburn, Egg Bowl, Mississippi State.
So the Egg Bowl is on Thanksgiving.
Why do they call it the Egg Bowl?
I have no idea.
Terrible name. Unless they're just like a bunch of chicken farms down Mississippi.
And if it's on Thanksgiving... My wife said, why is it not the turkey bowl?
Let me hit the Google.
You hit the Google while I'm reeling it in. Christmas, Thanksgiving, 7:30 Eastern on ESPN. We have number 12, Ole Miss, going to number 25, Mississippi State. I don't know if those rankings are quite right. But Ole Miss, Mississippi State.
I'm reading. Okay, here it says, although the teams first met back in 1901, the awarding of the Golden Egg would not be another 26 years in 1927, and the term Egg Bowl was said to be coined by the Carlin Ledger newspaper in Jackson, Mississippi, when they printed the headlines, Egg Bowl is up for scramble, which gives me still no answer.
What do you know? A journalist dictates what has happened forever. What do you say, 1901?
They first met in 1901, but the trophy for the said golden egg, was not given until 1927.
Okay.
And it's still as pointless as I can find. Yeah, and I don't see any reason why it's called Egg Bowl. Other than, like I said, we're just going to say it's because there's just a lot of rural chicken farms in Mississippi. That's what I'm saying.
Who you got for Ole Miss, Mississippi State?
Mississippi State, 35. Ole Miss, 28.
We're on the same wavelength there. I had Mississippi State, 48-45.
They're heating up. Mississippi State's heating up. Now they're about to be on fire.
The next one, the Black Friday game, 3:30 Eastern on CBS.
Is it Alabama? Has to be the Iron Bowl?
No. Is Missouri traveling to Arkansas where they're going to get their butt whooped?
Yeah, I think they have a trophy for that game, don't they?
Who knows? Is it the Bacon Bowl?
Nah, can't eat tigers.
That's true.
Tigers are probably don't taste very well. Arkansas 35, Missouri 10.
Shaking my head. Do you know what my score was?
35-10. Arkansas.
Yeah,
you can go with me. You can be a copycat. It's okay.
Technically, I write mine down first.
I mean, I'd pick Missouri. You should have followed me down the path of Missouri.
I should have picked them last week. The 12 Eastern on – now we're starting out on Saturday. Back on Saturday, 12 Eastern, ABC.
That's the Iron Bowl.
Wrong.
Florida State.
Georgia Tech. Which is why it's ABC, because of Georgia Tech.
Does Georgia Tech have a contract with ABC or something? There's no way they're good enough to have a contract like Notre Dame does with NBC.
So, Georgia, what do you have for the butt-whooping?
Where's the game at? Is it in Athens or is it in Bobby Dot?
It's home team is Georgia Tech. I don't know if that's at a neutral site.
It's not a neutral site. I've been to a couple of those games when it's Georgia Tech.
Can you imagine the amount of Georgia fans?
Oh, I was going at well, that's another time. That's a story for another time. it's over by the original. What's the name of that restaurant that's down there that's so popular? It's trash too. Like the Varsity. That food's awful. You ever been in the Varsity? It's trash. Don't ever say that there. It's trash. What do you have? What do you have? What do you have? I'll take the turd dog. Thank you. It's Georgia, and it's Georgia big. It's 42-17.
I had 42-14. Next one also at 12 Eastern. This one on ESPN.
Iron Bowl?
No.
Tennessee Vanderbilt?
No. Florida State traveling to Florida.
Both teams are really bad right now. Yeah. Florida started out really good, and Florida State's been really bad. They're kind of like us, you know. They're kind of like us.
I want to hear what you have on that one.
What's Florida State's record?
I don't know.
You're supposed to steer me along. I'm just here for comical relief. And I'm not very funny.
They are 5-6. Fourth in the ACC.
And they are 5-6, and they are fourth in the ACC?
Yeah.
Good gravy, that's bad.
Florida's, I think they have the same record.
They do. So how's the ACC go? So we got Pitt, Wake Forest.
So they're 5-6, and they're sixth in the East. Who'd have thought the day that in the East, the only worse team than Florida is Vanderbilt?
It's a great day.
That is fantastic.
You know what would have maybe – well, no, never mind. Florida State, 21. Florida, 17.
21-17.
Florida State.
I had 24-21, Florida State. This is great. Next game, 3:30. Eastern on CBS.
That's the Iron Bowl.
Iron Bowl. Number 2 Alabama traveling to Auburn this year for the Iron Bowl.
To Jordan Hare.
Jordan.
It's J-O, which is Jordan. Jordan Hare. It's not Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan played for the Bulls. Am I wrong or am I right?
You're right.
How's it spelled? I know they're not. I mean, people make fun of people from Tennessee's not very smart. Everybody in the South's not very smart. But we know how to say Jordan.
Aren't we called the Athens of the South here in Tennessee? How are we not very smart?
Well, that's Vanderbilt, not University of Tennessee.
You got on the Iron Bowl.
Mm-mm-mm. 42-40 Auburn.
Whoa.
Anything can happen in the Iron Bowl.
I have 38-28 Alabama.
Alabama's going to win, but I don't pick Alabama. So.
All right.
It's just a
giveaway. I'll take the gimme. Yeah, 15 minutes later on SEC Network, 3:45 Eastern. Vanderbilt traveling to Tennessee. We'll talk about that one last. We'll go back around to it. 7 Eastern on ESPN. Texas A&M traveling to LSU.
Maybe foreshadowing the new coach if Jimbo Fisher leaves A&M.
That ain't happening.
I mean, that'd be a stupid move, but I feel like it's easier to recruit at LSU. But anyway, I don't know.
Who you got?
A&M. 42-17.
I have A&M 35-14.
Mm-hmm.
We're together on this one.
Another
7:30 Eastern on ESPN.
That's Clemson.
Ghost.
Clemson.
No.
US, nope. Kentucky, Louisville.
Kentucky at Louisville.
The Battle of the Inbreds. Where's the game at?
It's in Louisville.
So it's in the chicken. That's Papa John's, right? So it's in the pizza. It's in the pizza oven. Isn't that the name of their field? Is Papa John's Field?
I think so. I'm
and then their basketball arena is KFC Arena.
Louisville, home of diabetes.
Well, no, I just think that before his fall from grace, Papa John's graduated from there.
Ah.
And I guess Colonel Sanders went there. I don't know.
Who you got?
Would you happen to know Louisville's record? Or where they're at in the ACC? They're always very streaky.
Louisville, fourth in the ACC. Atlantic, 6-5. Their losses.
Okay. Pitt. I bet they lost to Pitt.
Our Ole Miss.
What was that score?
43-24. Wake, just by 3.
Yeah, Wake Forest was a fraud, too. They got beat by Clemson. They were 10th in the nation.
They
got
beat by Clemson,
stomped
by Clemson. Virginia.
Bunch of smart guys out there, too. UVA beat them?
By 1.
UVA stinks.
North Carolina State.
They're good. They're ranked.
Uh-huh. And they lost to Clemson by 6. So they have beat Duke, Syracuse, Boston College, Florida State, Central Florida, and whoever EKU is.
Eastern Kentucky.
Yeah.
Yeah. 28-21 Louisville. If it's a close game, there's a rule that I live by that I will not pick Kentucky, Auburn, and Florida under no circumstances.
Just take a guess at what mine is.
28-21
Louisville. And the other 7:30 game on SEC Network, Clemson going to South Carolina.
I think that's going to be an entertaining, good football game to watch. Because that they hate each other. They legitimately hate each other.
Who you got?
The Palmetto Bowl. I would have to suspect in the coaching side, Clemson has a better coach. Obviously. I'd have to think during the talent side, they're way better. They have more talented players. But this is the worst Clemson team's had in 5 or 6 years, probably.
And they are completely bought in at South Carolina.
Yeah, but, I mean, there's not a lot to buy in there. You know? It's like buying penny stocks. You know, you buy a lot of them, you think you got a lot of that. It's not much. Clemson's rolling. This is a tough one. 38-28 Clemson.
I have 24-17 South Carolina.
I'm just going with my head here. I mean, not my heart on that one. It's so, just a higher opportunity Clemson wins, higher opportunity.
So, head and heart, Vanderbilt traveling to Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, head and heart and everything I got for the Vols, of course. I mean, let's think about it. This is the best year a first-year head coach has had at the University of Tennessee since Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
And Lane Kiffin went 8-7, I think.
Yeah.
And got stomped against Virginia Tech in the Chick-fil-A Bowl. I was sitting there. I remember. I was there. And I think Heupel, I feel like he can run. I mean, I feel like we could score 60 on Vanderbilt if we wanted to. I hope he does.
I hope he does too.
I mean, like, we legitimately probably could have scored 80 to 90 against USA last week, right?
I think so.
And I've never been the guy that says, pull the dogs off.
Yeah, no. You pedal down.
52-21. Balls. Balls, y'all.
Balls.
Give me a V.
I think Vandy ends up chewing a lot of clock and
a lot of three and outs.
You've actually got them with more points than what I have got. 38-17 is.
Well, you were the one telling me about the running quarterback, so you talked me into it. I could have said six.
You know they had nine the other night for the longest time.
I know, but you know you talked me into the running quarterback, and yeah, we do stink against the running quarterback.
I hope Tennessee scores more than 30.
I said 52.
I hope it's 60-14, but
you don't think you said they're gonna score 38?
38.
And we might score that in the first half.
Over the years,
what's the weather supposed to be like?
Vandy has always given them fits.
Saturday, this is in Franklin, Tennessee, where I currently reside. It's going to be about 25 degrees in the morning. What time's kickoff? 7:30?
It is, no, 3:45 Eastern.
Oh, so it's going to be 55 degrees. That's a beautiful day in Knoxville. Sunny.
That is.
Yeah. It's going to be fine. It's not raining. The only thing that could have slowed us down a little bit is rain, and it ain't raining.
You know that Tennessee had 13 tackles for loss. That helped, which I know
they were playing a high school.
I know
team.
That it was against, but I love to. I'm glad that they needed a boost in numbers after last week.
Oh yeah, they needed pad the stats kind of game. Pad your stats.
They needed
lower your standards, raise your stats.
Four sacks.
That was an old term we used in college, if you know what I'm saying.
And we took three sacks too.
Lower your standards.
Vanderbilt plays their hardest game against Tennessee, so that's why I just kept it down a little bit.
Mm. Have you come to the conclusion on why they're updating Vanderbilt Stadium? Because they sell out so many games?
I have no idea.
Why. Did you look it up? It looks pretty nice.
I saw it come across, and I saw the Vols fans take it and highlight it all orange.
We should checkerboard Vanderbilt next year.
Next year. Checker.
Checker Vandy.
Checker the Vandy.
Checker Vandy, yeah.
It is nice to hear that Danny White is putting the VOLS back on top of the scoreboard.
I missed that.
At the Georgia game, they had it down on the ground. You could go take your picture with it. I wish I would have before the game because it was gone after the game.
Is it the original? Is it the white with orange letters or orange with the white letters?
It is. And when I saw them passing by going in the gate, I was like, yeah, those are old.
I mean, when I was a kid, I remember when they didn't have a Jumbotron at all. I remember the first year they had it.
Just
Vols. I mean, like, that's how.
It was just Vols. And then when they first added this little screen. It was small.
And then the gray hairs got mad. The gray hairs probably get mad that we don't play Rocky Top every other time. I enjoy a little break. I enjoy the music. I enjoy them playing. It gets the crowd hyped up.
It does.
Bring back third down for what? Please.
Yes.
Bring back third down
yes.
for what?
Yes.
Little John approves.
Yes.
I approve and Little John approves.
Yes. Whatever royalties it costs, you make
the
money.
Oh, I'm sure. I bet he's so nice he ain't got to pay him. He's just a real nice guy. I feel like a real wholesome man.
Your judge of character.
Hey, I have a good judge of character. He does actually seem like a nice guy. I judge people on who I'd like to drink beers with. I'd like to drink beer with Little John. Wouldn't you?
Ending the show out with drinking beers with Little John.
Hey, it sounds like a good time. Could you imagine like Little John and Darnhart Jr. all together and me? Oh man, that sounds like heaven. Throw in John Daly. Well, I'm having a great day. That's like the ultimate foursome on the golf course.
That's hey, what I want to say. I cannot, but yes.
Oh. A little scramble on the Thursday afternoon. Dollar beers at the Tri-Cities Golf Course, East Tennessee. Man, that sounds like heaven.
should get that set up. Anyone?
They used to do scrambles every Thursday night. Dollar beers, quarter wings, Tri-Cities Golf Course, $3.94.
You can't do it if it was a Thursday night. You couldn't do speaking of, you couldn't do that on Thursday. You are tied up.
For what? Oh, trivia night.
See, even I know your schedule.
Well, they changed the host, and we don't really like the new host, so we're trying to find a new location to play trivia.
Are you still going to keep Quiz to My Pants?
Oh, yeah, I need to trademark that. And I just opened up a Diet Pepsi for everybody on the that can't see me on their side. It was not a natural light. It was a Diet Pepsi.
We got to get Casey Patrick back and talk about your natty light.
Oh, I'm sure he'd come back. Me and him's Twitter friends now.
I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Thanks for joining us. If you haven't already, be sure on YouTube, click that subscribe. And if you want to be notified, hit the bell. We got some upcoming news for y'all on the Twitter. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, wherever you are, we are at TN Fan Talk.
We love you and we mean it. It's no lie. We love you and we mean it.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.